Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lana's War, a novel by Anita Abriel. Read by Jesse Walensky. Chapter 1. Paris, July 1943. Lana Hartman hurried down the Boulevard Saint-Germain to St. Catherine's School, where Friedrich taught piano. For once, the signs of the occupation, the slick German cars cruising down the boulevards, the Parisians crammed into buses, the endless lines of people waiting hours for a stick of butter, didn't bother her. She was wildly, irrationally happy. If it was possible, she was happier than the day she and Friedrich had married in the autumn of 1941. Everyone said they were crazy. Who gets married when Europe is at war? Her wedding gown was an old party dress, and her shoes were made of rubber. But when she faced Friedrich in the office at City Hall, she felt as elegant as a princess. Her hand went instinctively to her stomach. She couldn't wait to tell Friedrich her news. It was the worst possible time to have a baby. They couldn't even afford an extra loaf from the corner patisserie. But Hitler and his army couldn't take away the velvet sheen of a baby's cheek, the sweet smell of breast milk on its breath. Lana froze at the sight of a German truck that was parked in front of the convent. The sight of any truck emblazoned with the red and black swastika filled her with dread. The Germans usually left the nuns alone. With rising concern, she walked around the stone building and noticed Friedrich standing in the music room talking to two Gestapo officers. She crouched down so the top of her head couldn't be seen from inside and listened through the open window. If she raised her chin, she could just see Friedrich facing the two men.
"Your papers, please,"
the older officer said. He was in his 30s with a widow's peak and dark eyes. Friedrich produced his papers, and the officer examined them carefully.
"Friedrich Hartmann."
He looked at Friedrich quizzically.
"Hartmann doesn't sound French." "My mother was French, and my father is of German descent,"
Friedrich stammered. Friedrich developed a slight stutter when he was nervous that Lana had always found endearing. It took him ages to get out the five words, "Lana, will you marry me?" She had waited with delight for him to finish the sentence.
"You are from the north."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?